This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I went and spoke to the housewives last week.
We're going to see if you made any sense whatsoever.
Nonsense. So look, I reckon we should start. Let's start playing. This was my first conversation I had with Gina, and we all know Gina.
Gina.
And you're excited to be back for season 5?
I don't know. Everyone uses that word excited in every season. I was like, it's not the initial feeling. Isn't that funny? I love being part of it, and I love the fact that it's got such a big following, and I feel like, you know, there's so much more entertainment.
Gina, it's been a couple of years since we haven't seen you.
Yes.
What are you doing, like drinking the blood of virgins? Because you're getting...
The blood of virgins.
You're getting beautiful. Like, look at you.
Yeah, you're
getting younger.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. No blood of virgins. No, I've just been working at practicing law and being a marriage celebrant and lots of gay weddings, which I absolutely love.
Me and my hubby are going to get married this year.
Please.
20 years.
I would love to marry you. And can I say that when people use that word, are you excited about the housewife? It's not the initial feeling, but when I do a wedding, excitement. Is actually the feeling.
Oh, good. Well,
Isn't that funny?
I'm so excited that you're back and that the Real Housewives of Melbourne is back. Thank you
and
so much.
And good on you at Joy FM. Love it.
Wow, good on you, Gina. She loves Joy. I didn't even think she knew what Joy was. I was going to say, sweetheart, it's that building next to Chemist Warehouse that sells your $3 perfume out the front. But I didn't go there with her. Hey, look, then I had a spoke to Lydia. Oh, no, hang on, sorry, Lydia.
Oh!
Who do we have back? It's Lydia.
Yes, thank you.
We're so excited to have you back. You are
really? The
most entertaining.
Oh,
from
really?
Season 1, episode 1, I'm sure you're out looking for some gold line or you're looking in some art gallery. It made me laugh. Yeah, since season 1.
Yeah. That's right. God, that was ages ago.
Ages ago.
I think it was almost 8 years ago.
No, can't be because I'm still only 27. Yeah.
I wish.
So, are you excited to be back?
I am very excited to be back. I think there's a really beautiful new flavour to the cast. And, the new girls I've only just met this morning and they seem to be really lovely,
you know.
So
yeah, but it's only week one. Let me wait.
Week one, it's like 1 hour in.
1 hour in.
So, but yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Have you sharpened your claws? Oh, no, they're looking too flat. Come on, we know you're going to get them out eventually. Yeah.
But it's not just about the fighting. It's also about the diversity of women that we have in this world. So
it's so true.
But, and empowering the different diversity of women. And sure, if we do have, a little tiff, it needs to be resolved. I can't handle women that don't resolve their problems.
No, you do. You like to come back and have a little nat about it, talk about it and get it out in the open.
You should be on it.
I should. Well, hey, do you reckon they could? No, my husband can't afford for me to be the 7th housewife of Melbourne. Yeah.
8th.
Oh, 8th, is it? Yeah.
Actually, 9th, because Figaro's in there.
Oh, of course. Well, we do love Figaro. Well, you know what? I'm so excited you're back.
Thank you.
Yeah, it'd be no fun without you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really beautiful for you to say. I'm really humbled.
It sounded like there was a pack of horses going down there, but that was just... Well, it was Real Housewives and a lot of clacky shoes going back and forwards down there. Yeah.
What are you calling them? Horses? They've all
but
just got
did you not hear
faces.
In the background? It sounded like it was at the race course. Clickety, click, click, click.
Look, I heard something, but I did hear something I really liked, making you a housewife. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but there's no way my husband could afford for me to be a Real Housewife of Melbourne.
Look, you already live the glam life. Everything looks fancy, and I think you do just as much of the soiree as they
do. I asked Lydia about fighting on the. Oh, it's not about fighting. It's about women coming together on diversity. And I looked and I thought, bitch, do you watch the show? You have no idea what's going on.
Do you know how that's going to be cut? Do you know?
Yeah, that bit ain't going to air. Hey, and then I got to speak to Janet. My favourite housewife anyway. It's Janet Roach. Hello.
Oh, hi, Tom. You have the best taste. I'm so glad you say that.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. You look beautiful. Look at you.
And yourself. And yourself spruced up. It's a Real Housewife sort of glammed up jacket.
Let me tell you, I had to get the train this morning from the western suburbs where I live, and they all started looking me up and down. And I had to stand up and go, listen, bitches, gays do live in the west as well. So get over yourself.
Yeah. Not only that, in the pouring rain, you're running all spruced looking like $1 million.
Yeah, don't look at my hair. The girl got it. Well, we're very excited that you're back.
Oh, thank you.
And what have we got planned for? Who's out for attack?
I'm just saying to Gina and Lydia and Gamble, I don't know, guys. I've run out of material. So they said, let's smash the newbies. So then, guess what happened? We were here, and each of the newbies, as they came out, I already know them, and they're friends of mine. And so now, I'm like...
Who are you going to go after?
That's what can you do? I don't know. It's just, we're just going to have to see what happens. Yeah. I might have to go back against the old bitches again. And my Jackie's not back. I'm devastated.
Well, I was going to ask you that, because she's been your soul sister since season one, when you guys first come together.
Our very first shoot ever that either of us ever did, we were together.
And they become a security blanket, don't they? I mean, not a security blanket, but you know that you're walking in there, you've got to put your armour on, but when you got your buddy by the side,
she's
you think,
my wingman.
Come on. Yeah.
She's my wingman. And when we have breaks and stuff like that, she and I always sit together. We always travel together. We always go in the car together. We always everything.
But you're still friends.
Oh, I mean, you guys are still going to be buddies. Yeah. You know, I see her all the time, yeah. And I adore her, and I respect her decision. You know, she decided not to come back at the very last minute because she's doing the IVF.
Good on her. She's going to be a beautiful mother. Those two guys, it's about time they had a baby. They've been talking about it for a while, haven't they?
As soon as she's pregnant, she's coming back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But then the new ones come in and you get to love them all again. And
no,
I think we're excited to meet
you. Let me tell you the stats. The actual stats are the only person that's come in new that has ever survived more than one season is Gamble.
Oh, true. That is true.
Yes. So, yeah. I mean, I think that the new girls are shitting themselves. And, you know, they all don't want to be one season wonders.
No, no one wants to be that.
And no, no.
Well, I'm so happy you're back. I should let you talk to everybody else. Janet, thank you so much.
And I must admit, Janet, then after the interview went, hang on, you were that guy that used to sit on the couch and watch TV and you made fun of my nose. Then she wasn't that impressed. And I thought, how do you remember what I said? Yeah. And the whole time interviewing, I thought, how is that standing up? Like, there's no cartilage left on it. It's been pulled to the hilt. Yeah.
Well, isn't it nice when they recognise you after the fact? That was lucky. That was a lucky one.
We are very excited Real Housewives is coming back to Melbourne. Well, I am anyway, because I'm sad. But that just means we now can hunt around the east because they're starting to film this week. They started filming. So we all need to be on the lookout so we can all get... I want to sabotage, do things, you know?
What are we going to do?
Well, I put gravy on the seat when they sit down on their white dress. Well, that'd be the best, yeah.
Yeah, the Glad wrap on the toilet.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, Vegemite. Oh, I can think of all the things.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.